The 1970s were disco music, giant hairdos and flashy clothes. The more neon colors, the better. On the serious side, there was the Vietnam War and the Arab oil embargo, which led to huge gas shortages and long lines at American gas stations. But when many people think about the 70s, they don't necessarily think of it as a time of scientific or technological innovation. UC Santa Barbara history professor Patrick McRae says many of those perceptions of the 70s are wrong. He and fellow science historian David Kaiser of MIT have edited a new book about the subject called Groovy Science: Knowledge, Innovation, and American Counterculture.
The idea behind Groovy Science was to challenge this idea that the 1970s were a period of time where people were anti-technology or anti-science. And if you watch popular sitcoms and things like that, that's sort of the popular perception that people have. And what we wanted to show is that people weren't anti-science or anti-technology, but rather they preferred and promoted a very particular kind of science, something that we call groovy science.
McRae talks about what they mean by groovy science.
Groovy science is this idea that instead of the large scientific or technological projects of like the 1960s, you know, the space race or, you know, massive computers, that people wanted a form of science and technology that was more personal, that perhaps reflected some alternative viewpoints related to ecology and the environment that came out of the counterculture. And they really were just seeking not this anti-science perspective, but a different type of science.
The historian gives an example of one of the great innovations of the 1970s.
The first personal computers appeared in the 1970s. It's hard to think of it that way today because, you know, we're surrounded and in some cases people feel enslaved by these devices. But in the early 1970s, personal computers were really seen as this technology of liberation. People would be able to get away from these giant centralized computing centers and, you know, everybody's life, you know, being reduced to an IBM punch card.
The idea for the book goes back 5 years when a workshop on what came out of science and technology in the 1970s was held at Princeton. McRae and Kaiser decided the subject deserved a book, noting that unlike the 1950s and 60s, the story of the 70s is still in essence being written.
Is it a little strange having lived through parts of this, all of a sudden to think of this as history?
I'm sorry, Lance, but we are getting old. I turn 50 next year. There's sort of an optimal time, I think, to approach these topics, and we're hitting the 50-year anniversary of many of these things, such as the publication of the first Whole Earth Catalog, which happened in 1968, or the Santa Barbara oil spill of 1969. And enough time has gone by that we are able to have some historical perspective on these events, but not so much time has gone by that we can't actually go out and interview the people from this time period.
The book is made up of a dozen essays looking at different developments from the era. McRae has one example that hits home on the Central and South Coasts.
One of my favorite titles is written by two colleagues who live here in Santa Barbara, Peter Neuschel and Peter Westwick, who a couple years ago wrote this fabulous history of surfing. The title of the essay that they have is called Blowing Foam and Blowing Minds, Better Surfing Through Chemistry. And it's this fantastic essay where they talk about how the surfboard industry of the late 1960s and 1970s was very much tied to developments in technology.
The UCSB professor says the hope is the book will give people a better perspective of the scientific and technological advances of the 1970s.
If we reduce things down to just a situation comedy or a bad Hollywood movie about the 1970s, you know, something like Hot Tub Time Machine or take your pick, you know, we're really missing a lot of the story. And in many cases, the actual historical reality is far more interesting, in some cases, far funnier.
Groovy Science has attracted a lot of attention in the scientific world, getting the rare and unusual honor of being reviewed by both Science and Nature magazines because it delves into both worlds. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.